తత్ర నేమీ జనాధిపా నచైవ నా భవిష్యామ సర్వే వయం అతః పరం. దిస్ వర్స్ పార్షియలీ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ లాస్ట్ నైట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్. కృష్ణ, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, the knowledge is perfect. We are conditioned so under the rules and regulations of the material nature. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is not under the rules and regulations of the material. That is the difference. Both of us, we are living entities, as I explained. Nitya-nityanam chetanas-chetananam. God is also one of us. So far we are living entities are concerned. We are the same. Just like I explained last night, that we are samples of God. But He is complete. He is the whole. We are part and parcel. As part and parcel, there is tendency of being covered by Maya. The example we can say that the sun and the sunshine. Sunshine means accumulation of shining particles. They are also individual, shining material, molecular parts. The cloud can cover the sunshine partially, not all. The sunshine is expanding millions and millions of miles. Out of that, 100, 200 miles may be covered by the cloud. So that portion of sunshine is called material world. Just try to understand. The God is just like sun. Krishna Surya Swarupa. And the sunshine light is the Brahma Jyoti, impersonal Brahma Jyoti is just like the sunshine. And Paramatma is just like the sun glow. To understand the absolute truth, we have to make progress from impersonal Brahma to localized Paramatma, and then from Paramatma to this Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. This is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tattvidas satyam jadgyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sattva. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sukadev Goswami was explaining that the duty of the human being is explained, that first beginning is dharma. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. unless we come to the platform of understanding what is dharma or religion. Religion is not the exact translation of the word dharma. Religion is understood in English dictionary as a kind of faith. But dharma does not mean that. Dharma means your characteristic, which you cannot change. Just like water, water is liquid, that is the characteristic of water. It cannot be changed. Stone, hardness is the characteristic of the stone. It cannot be changed. If you say that water has now changed its characteristic, it has become now hard, stone-like. That is not actually the fact. Although water sometimes becomes hard like stone by the influence of atmosphere, it immediately begins to melt. That means it is going to its own characteristic, liquidity. So when we speak of dharma according to Vedic understanding, dharma means your characteristic which you cannot change. Therefore, in other words, sometimes dharma is explained as sanatana dharma. Sanatana dharma. Sanatana means eternal. You cannot change. So, you are eternal, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, text number 12. Natu eva hang jatu nasang natang nime janadupa. Nachaivana bhavishyama sarva vayam ataparam. Krishna said that both Arjuna, you, me, and all these persons, the soldiers and the kings who have assembled in this battlefield of Kurukshetra, don't think that they did not exist in the past, nor they will not exist in the future. That means present we can see, just like we are sitting together. Present we can see that you are there, I am here. Similarly, in the past also you are existing. And in the future also we shall exist. In the same way, as we are individual souls, we have assembled together for understanding something. Similarly, every individual soul is different from one another. We can understand by our present experiment. You are individual soul, I am individual soul. I do not agree with you in every respect, neither you agree with me in every respect. All of us, we have got our individual. That is our characteristic. That we cannot change. We have got our individuality, we cannot change it. This is our characteristic. And that individuality also meant for giving service. Just like you are all sitting here, every one of us, we are giving service. Nobody can say, I challenge anybody in this meeting, if he can say that he is not serving anybody. No. Everyone is serving. Somebody is serving his family, somebody is serving his boss, somebody is serving his country, his community, his nation. Must be serving. Must render some service. This is explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the characteristic of individual living entity is to remain eternal servant of Krishna. Jiver Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Dar. Krishna Dar. We do not become Krishna. This is a false theory. We never become Krishna. We cannot become even equal to Krishna. Asamam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that God is not only great, but nobody is equal to him. Asama. Asama means not equal. Everybody is below. Eka bahunam ja vidudhati kama. That is the statement in the Kathopanishad. Nitya nityana chetana stetanana eka ju bahunam vidudhati kama. This is the distinction between God and us. He is also living entity as Krishna comes, just like ordinary human being. And he works also with us. But that does not mean that Krishna is like us. No. That is a mistake. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti manamurha manasintanumasita param bhava vajananta. This is stated. That those who are murha, murha means rascal or asses, they think that I am also equal to them, or they are equal to them. Avajananti man murha. They deride, they think Krishna is as good as I am. This term, thinking like this, is meant for the asses. Murha. Murha means asses, who has no knowledge. Avajananti mana murha manasim tanu asuta. Param bhava jana. He does not know what is the background of my existence, personality. And that is known by the devotees. So, this is the statement of Bhagavad Gita, and we should try to understand this verse very nicely. Krishna says, I existed. That means Krishna existed as the Supreme Lord, not like us. Similarly, we existed also in the past as His servants. That is the explanation of this verse. Because we are eternal servant of God. And that service attitude being misplaced, we have divided our service spirit in so many ways. Everyone is trying to render service. Big, big leaders, they also want to give some service. So, this is our service attitude, is our eternal attitude. It cannot be changed. Just like faith. Today I am Muslim. Tomorrow I may become Hindu. Today I am Christian. Tomorrow I may become Muslim. The faith can be changed. But my characteristic, that I am servant, that cannot be changed. It does not mean, suppose you are working in office. Now, today you are Hindu and tomorrow you become Muslim. Does it mean in the office you become master? No. The service is there. Either you change your faith or don't change your faith, your characteristic to serve will continue. That is the reality. That is Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Try to understand. The Sanatana, this word has been used in three or four places in the Bhagavad Gita. Mohi vāṁsa jīva bhūta jīva loka sanātana. Sanātana. These living entities, they are sanātana. And another place in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this sanātana word is used. Parastasmātu bhāva anya Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. There is another sky, just like we are seeing this sky. This is called material sky. And we are seeing this sky in one universe. We, according to our Vedic information, this sky which are seeing, this is the sky of one of the universes. And there are millions of universes. We get this information from Vedic literature, Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. And koti means millions. So the sky which are seeing before us, this is one of the sky of the universe. But then millions, and all these universes combined together is one part creation of the Supreme Personality of God. That we find in the Bhagavad. Atava bahunaitina kingatin atavata. Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekamsi nastito jagat. This material world is being maintained by one of my plenary portions, who is known as Paramatma. Vishtabhyaham. I enter by one of my plenary portions. And this whole material world is maintained in that. This material world is one-fourth manifestation of God's creation. And the spiritual world is three-fourth manifestation. Which is known as Brahma Jyoti, there are millions and trillions of Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha planets, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means vigata kuntha jasmat. Kuntha means anxiety. Just like within this material world, we are full of anxieties. Similarly, when we go to the spiritual world, there is also planet like this, but there is no kuntha, there is no anxiety. Here, anyone, up to Brahma, abrahma bhuvanal lokan punaravartinar, even if you go to the highest planetary system within this universe, still your anxiety will go with you. Your anxiety for what? Janma mitya jarabhyadi dukkha dosana darsanam. This anxiety for death, anxiety for birth, anxiety for disease, these are the sum and substance of all our anxieties. Anxiety must be there. Therefore, when Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, "My dear son, what nice things you have learned, will you kindly explain? You are going to school." So Prahlad Maharaj said, "Tatsadu manne suravarja dihina sada samudvido dhiyam asad griha hityatma ghatam grihanda kupam bananda turjad harimasraya." The father was atheist, and his son, by nature, not by nature, he was instructed by Narad Muni about devotional service, so he became perfect. That was the quarrel between the father and the son. The son was a great devotee and the father was a great atheist. The father did not like that his son should be devotee. And father, son did not like that his father should remain an atheist. So there was misunderstanding. The son was right, but the father will not change his atheistic view. So anyway, after all, father and son, the relation is very affectionate, filial affection. So father asked, so whether his son has changed his views. My dear son, will you kindly explain what you have learned best? So he said, Tat sadhu mannesh asura bhat. He is addressing his father asura bhat. Asura means demon, and bharja means the top, baryam, the first class asura. He did not address his father as father. Asuravart, my dear first class demon. I think you are asking me what is the best thing. So in my opinion, everyone is very, very anxious. Tat sadhu manne suravart dehinam. Dehinam. Dehinam means one who has accepted this material God. He is called Dehi. Practically, we do not require this material body. But we have accepted this material body for enjoying in this material world. In the spiritual world, we can simply remain as servant. We cannot become master. Because in the spiritual world, the master is one, Krishna or God, and everyone is servant. Jibir Sarupa Nitya Krishna. That is our real position. Our real position is to serve. Now in the material world, we have come here to enjoy, but we are serving. This is called Maya. Actually, you are not enjoying, you are serving. Suppose I become president of a certain state, what is my position? My position is to serve the country. But I am thinking now I am president. Similarly, in family life, the head of the family, he is thinking that he is master, but actually he is serving his wife, his children, his servants. So our actual position is service. We serve. Either I become president or minister or head of the family, head of the community, society, whatever I may be. My position is serve. But I am thinking that I have become master. This is called illusion. And sometimes when I become exasperated by becoming such master, false master, I give up this word. I say, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This world is false. Now I shall become Brahma, the Supreme Brahma. I shall merge into Brahma. This is just like the grapes are sour, the jackal and the orchard. You have knowledge of this story. It's jackal wanted to catch up the grapes, and when he could not catch up, he gives it up. Oh, the grapes are sour. He does not eat. Similarly, first of all, we try to become master. Master of family, master of society, master of community, master of nation, master of international figure. And when we are baffled, then we give up this world. So-called give up. We cannot give up. But we say, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This world is false. And now Brahma is Satya. Therefore I shall become Brahma. You are already Brahma. Why you shall become? You are already Brahma. Because you are part and parcel of God. God is Brahma, for a Brahma. And you are Brahma also. Just like your part and parcel of the body, finger, that is of the same material as your whole body. The same blood, same skin, same bone. Similarly, we are already all Brahma. There is no mistake. Actually, one who is situated in his position, he knows that I am Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. So aham. So aham means I am as good as Krishna and God. That he knows. Simply by our material understanding, we cannot realize it. Actually, we are Brahma. Therefore, this Brahma realization is being explained by Krishna. This is Brahma. Brahma means Sanatana, eternal. My dear Arjuna, you also existed, I also existed in the past, because you are Brahma. Otherwise, matter does not exist eternal. Any matter, any material thing you take, it does not exist. It has got a beginning and it has got an end. And in the middle there are so many disturbances. Six kinds of changes in the matter, sarvika. But spirit, soul, Brahma, it has no change. Avinashi tu tad vidhi, jina sarvam idam tatam. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Avinashi tu, na hanna, na jayate na amriyate va kadachi, na hannate hannamane sarire. These statements are there. So, this is Brahma realization, that I have no death, I have no birth. This is Brahma realization. The birth and death is concerned with this body. And I am not this body. Dehi nasmi yatha dehi kaumara yauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapta. Just like I living entity, I am also existing in this body. I am changing bodies so many times. I was a baby, I changed that body. I became a boy or a child. Then I became a boy, I changed my body. Then I became a young man, I changed my body. Then I became an old man, I changed my body. All those bodies, different types of body, babyhood, childhood, boyhood, youthhood, they are not gone. And now I am existing in this old body. So it will also go. But that does not mean that I will be finished. No, I will accept it. As I am changing different types of body, I am existing. Similarly, when I shall change this body, I shall exist in another body. Tatha dehantaram prapti. Dhirastatva namuhiyati. Dhira means those who are sober. He is not doing it. Adhira, there are two kinds of men. Dhira and adhira. Adhira means senseless, crazy. And dhira means with sense. He is not built. He is called dhira. So, when somebody dies, one who is dhira, he understands, my father, my brother, or my deity, or somebody else, he has simply changed this body. Tatha dehantaram prapta. So what is the cause of lament? These things are discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. But even if you have got affection for that body, still Krishna said, matra sparsastu kaunteya sitosna sukhudukkhada agama apaina anitya tana tithikha sabharata. My dear Arjuna, even if you are very much affected when the body of your son or your relative is finished, these things are temporary. Agamopaina anitya. This death is also temporary because he will accept immediately another body. So because we are accustomed to think that this body is my son or my father, my dear, that there is some pain, causes of pain. So Krishna says, these are temporary things. You will not forever cry for your father, for son. Say 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, that's all. See, it is just like temporary seasonal change. Agamopāyana anitya, mātrāsparśāstu, śītoṣṇa sukha-dukkha. Just like we are feeling now very warm, that we require fan. This is due to change of season. Again, sometimes it will come that we have to cover with over. So the body is the same, the world is the same, but something comes and goes, it makes some changes in the order. So we have to simply tolerate. We should not be overwhelmed. This is knowledge. This human form of life is meant for this knowledge. Therefore, Krishna is teaching. This is Brahmajnana. This Bhagavad Gita is actually Brahmajnana. To make one Brahma-bhūta by understanding the Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, one realizes that he is Brahma. That is called Brahma. And as soon as one realizes Brahma-bhūta, now we are Jīva-bhūta. Jīva-bhūta. We have accepted this body as I am. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Indonesian, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm black, I'm white. This is bodily. Jasyātu buddhi kunapeti dhāti. One who is in bodily concept of life. Jasyātu buddhi kunapeti dhāti. Sadhik kalotra. This is bhoma-ijyati. Bhoma-ijyati. Now everyone is mad after bhoma. Bhoma means the land. Because my body, by accident, my body is produced in certain land. Therefore I take this land as worshipable. Now it is going. Nothing. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. So where is your national? Your national home is back to home, back to God. That is your national. Real, actual form. That is called Sanātana, that I was explaining. There is another place, material, spiritual world, that is also called Sanātana. And the Jīva, the living entity, is also mentioned as Sanātana. And Krishna is also mentioned as Sanātana. When these three Sanātanas come together, that is called Sanātana life. And any process that takes us to that Sanātana position, that is called Sanātana dharma. That is called Sanātana dharma. We know Sanātana dharma. We have heard it only. But Sanātana dharma is not limited to a certain class of man or certain class of society or certain kind of country. No. Sanātana dharma is meant for all living, because living entity is Sanātana, and God is Sanātana, and the place where we can exist eternally, that place is called Sanātana. And the process which teaches us to go back to Sanātana land, Sanātana existence, that is called Sanātana dharma. Try to understand. Most of our Hindus, they call the Sanātana dharma. But Sanātana dharma is not limited for any particular type of society. It is meant for the whole human being, living entity. Living entity is Sanātana. So when we accept this, when we understand what is Sanātana, and we employ ourselves in that process, that is called execution of Sanātana dharma. So we are spreading the Sanātana dharma or Krishna consciousness movement throughout the whole world, not on the superficial platform of this bodily concept of life. We are teaching everyone that you are not this body. Actually you are not, but because you are at the present moment, we are educated as first-class rascals and fools, you are thinking that I am this body. This is the defect of the modern civilization. But actually, what Krishna is trying to instruct Arjuna, Arjuna means everyone. He is not simply talking with Arjuna. Arjuna is simply biomedia. Arjuna is simply biomedia. He is talking to the whole human society, intelligent class army, that we existed. We are existing now, and we shall exist also in the future. This is called Sanatana, eternity. Nachaiva na bhavishyam. In the future we shall also exist. Now we should consider what is the problem now. I was present in the past, I am now present in the present, and I shall exist in the future. What is my problem? The problem is, why I am changing this position of eternity? I am Sanatana. I am eternal. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the reality. That I am Brahma. Brahma means eternal. But Krishna is Parabrahma. Param means the supreme, the chief. Therefore, there are two terms in the Vedic language. Atma, Paramatma. Brahma, Parabrahma. Ishara, Parameshara. There are two terms. We are not Parameshara, not Paramatma, not Parabrahma. We are Atma, Ishara. We can say, I am Ishara. What does it mean, Ishara? Ishara means control. So, although we are servant, at the same time we are controlled. That we can experience. I am working in an office, I am servant of the establishment, but I have given some power to control over certain department. So simultaneously, I am servant and controller. As controller, I can be called Ishara, Ishara God, as controller. But I am not controller, supreme controller. That I cannot say. Nobody can say. Sir, I am the supreme controller. That can say. You can control, say, a dozen of men, another can control, a 100 men, another can control, 1,000 or millions. But nobody can say that I am the controller of the whole universe. That is not possible. That controller is Krishna. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Ishara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. You are not supreme. Controller means God. So you can become a God. But you are not Supreme God. Therefore we use the word Godhead. Our magazine name is Back to Godhead. Not to God. God, there are so many. Even a rascal is also God. That is another thing. But Godhead, that is explained in the Vedic literature. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. This is explanation. Ishara Parama Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. And how is he? That's Satchidananda Vigraha. He has got his form. God is not formless. Vigraha. Vigraha means form. But what kind of form? Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. And Ananda means full of bliss. You'll find therefore Krishna's picture always blissful, ananda. You'll see here is Krishna's picture. He is enjoying with his pleasure potency, Radhara. That is his own potency. When Krishna is Parabrahma, described. Parabrahma Paramdhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. When Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he said, he addressed Krishna, not as Krishna, Before that he was addressing Krishna because he is friend. Now when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he understood Krishna also. He addressed him, Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. You are Parabrahma. So, if Krishna is, if not he, actually, he is Parabrahma. So when Parabrahma wants to enjoy, Parabrahma must enjoy. Parabrahma is not without enjoy. Because where from the idea of enjoyment comes, unless it is in the Parabrahma, that is described in the Vedanta Sutra. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. Brahma, inquiry about Brahma, Parabrahma, both. So, what is that Parabrahma? Janmādasya jataha. Where from everything comes. Everything. All emanations. So, this ānanda potency, we are seeking after ānanda. Every one of us, we are seeking after pleasure. This is struggle for existence. Everyone wants to be happy, peace and pleasure. That where from this idea comes? Now Vedanta Sutra says, Janma Adhasya Jata, it also comes from Parabrahma. See, if Parabrahma has no such tendency, how to enjoy? Where from this so-called love in this material world between young boy and young girl comes? There cannot be any existence. It is only perverted reflection of that pleasure potency of Radha and Krishna. It is only perverted reflection. It is not false. It is temporary, perverted. Just like the example he sometimes gives, to mistake a rope as snake, the Mayavadi philosophers they give. They say it is Maya, but it is not Maya. When you mistake a snake as, mistake a rope as a snake, that is not Maya, that is illusion. You can call it Maya, but the snake is there. You cannot say, because it is rope, therefore there is no snake. No snake is there, otherwise how come to the idea of snake? The snake is a fact, but you are mistaken. The rope as snake, that is your mistake. But snake is not an illusion. Snake is a fact. Similarly, the another example is given, just like in the desert, the mirage. In the desert, sometimes the animals find that water, there is a vast mass of water, and they are up to, when they are thirsty, they jump over and go farther, 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 but because there is no water, he dies. But no sane man goes after that water. But water is not false. That water is being sought in a false place. Similarly, the pleasure between two sexes, man or woman, that is not false. But we are seeking that pleasure in a false place in this material world. Therefore you are baptized. It is a great sign. So there is the pleasure, this sex attraction. But that sex attraction is not material. Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikiti, Alladini Shakti Rasma, Ekatmana Bhapi Deho Bhedo Gato. Try to understand. For Brahma perception, Brahma pleasure, a great saintly person, he gives up everything material. He takes sannyas. He goes, undergoes severe penances just to realize Brahmanam. So, when ordinary person to realize Brahmananda, he gives up everything material. Do you think Krishna, the Parabrahma, is enjoying something material? Just try to understand. Krishna does not enjoy anything. He is for a Brahma. For understanding Brahma pleasure, a person is recommended to give up everything material. And when the Parabrahma wants to enjoy, does he mean that he is doing something material? This is our misunderstanding. When Parabrahma enjoys, but the difficulty is that this Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot understand that in the spiritual world there is also pleasure. Their foolish brain cannot accommodate. Because here in this material world, they have got very bad experience of this material. They want to make the spiritual world as zero or imperfect due to less intent. But actually, real life, real pleasure, eternal pleasure is there in the spiritual world, not in this material world. So, from Bhagavad Gita, if we study scrutinizingly each word and each law, not by malinterpretation, but actually as it is, then we can understand what is our eternal life, what is our eternal pleasure, how we can be transferred there. Everything is explained. Everyone can go. Everyone can transfer himself in that spiritual world. Simply by understanding Krishna. That's all. And the Krishna understanding is there. Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. If you do not introduce your so-called foolish scholarship, then you get actually back to home, back to Godhead by simply studying Bhagavad Gita. But if you add your foolish rascal scholarship, that Krishna means this and that means this, this means that, then you are gone. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is. You get all information. How to realize Brahma, aham brahmasmi, so on. Don't misinterpret. Just like Krishna, this verse is very plain. This verse says, natu eva aham jatu nasam. Where is the difficulty? My dear Arjuna, both I, you, it is not that I did not exist, you did not exist, neither this soldier. Where is the difficulty to understand? Why should we misinterpret? Dharma khetre kuru khetre samavita yudhisthava mamaka pandava shaiva himapur gata sanjaya. No, the main meaning is very plain, that Dhritarashtra is asking his private secretary Sanjaya, my dear Sanjaya, mamaka, my sons, and Pandava, my brother's sons, Pandavas, they assemble Dharma Khetri Kurukhetra in the Kurukhetra field, which is known as Dharma Khetra, the religious pilgrimage. After that meeting, what did they do? Then where is difficulty to understand this verse? But unfortunately, one so-called scholar or so-called foolish man will come, he will say Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra means this body. Now where you get this meaning, sir? But he will say, explain in this way, the Pandava means five senses. And which dictionary you find? This is going on. This rascal dam is going on. If you give up this raskalda, simply read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you become successful in life. That is our teaching, Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.